Tampa City Council members were supposed to receive an update today on the latest in negotiations that the Pam Iorio administration has with Tampa Electric on a new franchising agreement. But City Attorney David Smith said he preferred that he brief the council on separate deals with the McKay Bay Waste Facility Station and a lighting agreement, and asked that the issue be postponed from April to June. But that upset City Councilman Thomas Scott.
It's our hope at some point that we get this to the public hearing so the public can have input now.
But Scott, who has been chastised by local newspapers for wanting to speed up negotiations with TECO, explained that the council was in a tough position.
On one hand, we get nailed for asking questions when the administration takes lead and said, well, that's the administration job. We get nailed for raising questions, want to hold things up. Then we come back and we say, let's move things forward. And then you say, well, you know, Tom Scott should slow it down here because this is a 25-year. At some point, you know, either when the administration bring it to us, they've done their due diligence, allow us to take a look at the contract, allow us to ask questions, and then allow us to put it out to open for public hearing and move forth.
The deal would extend TECO's exclusive rights to provide power to the city for the next 25 years, but the city may want an extension that isn't as lengthy. The issue of possibly undergrounding power lines is something some council members have been inquiring about. Councilwoman Linda Salcena suggested that the administration provide an update on the TECO proposal so Tampa citizens can have a chance to know what's going on.
This is a 25-year commitment, and it will literally shape our community. It's very important.
City Councilman John Dingfelder questioned Tampa City Attorney Tom Cloud if it would actually be in the city's interest to sign a 25-year agreement.
I also want to add that I'm not aware of any franchise in the state of Florida that is less than 15 years. The vast majority of them are 30 years in length. And the value of the franchise fee historically has been tied to the length of the franchise. So it probably doesn't make much sense for Tampa Electric Company to talk about a term that's less than 20.
City attorney said they were delaying further negotiations with TECO on a franchise agreement because of dual negotiations about the waste energy plant located at McKay Bay. The city of Tampa is currently making debt payments on the facility, but its only client since it was created has been Tampa Electric. But could the city find another buyer for that facility? TECO attorney Tom Hernandez questioned that possibility.
If the city can get more than what we're offering, they're welcome to do that. And Tampa Electric will certainly not hold up a good deal for the city to get the franchise done. And unfortunately, that's the position some folks have taken. But I will say, which is why it's always been independent, so I will tell you right now, if you get an offer that's double our offer, go get it. We'll relieve you of those requirements.
Hernandez also said TECO wanted to reopen a new lighting agreement with the city. Councilman Charlie Miranda said he didn't believe that the administration, nor TECO, was being completely open about the negotiations.
I need the facts from both sides to tell me this is what we got on A, and this is what B says that they're not going to do on A, and this is what A says they're not going to do on B. One A being the city, the B being the provider, in this case, TECO. So I don't, if I can have a one page, I don't need 300 pages to read, a one page of where the differences are and where it comes to, I don't think we have to wait 14 more years to get this done.